principals met today and they discussed several issues, and I'll just highlight four of them. And they agreed that the Minister of Parliamentary and Constitutional Affairs, Minister Matinenga, be the government point person in this process, which, as you all know, is a parliamentary-led process, which means that you'll be liaised with the corporate team to see how best they can expedite and conclude the constitution-making process. Basically, the principals were concerned with the second OPEC orders, and they wanted the minister to liaise with COPAC to see to it that the second OPEC orders is expeditiously held and held in a peaceful manner. That was the first issue that they discussed. They also discussed the swearing-in of Minister Komiji, who was appointed by the Prime Minister as a replacement to the late Deputy Minister of Transport, World Veteran Dr. Chawana Mzingwa. I think very soon we expect the swearing-in following a discussion between the principals. Okay?
Did they discuss the referendum?
The referendum, but what is clear as daylight is that the president has no power to unilaterally declare the date for the referendum or the date for elections, which he did in his affidavit. Surely, dates of such important processes cannot be declared through an affidavit. They are clear, it was clear from the principal's discussion today. That is what they discussed. They agreed to speak with Zek and presidency. But those processes have something to do with the date for the next election. So they are very clear, the principals, that no one party unilaterally comes up and come up with a figure without speaking and agreeing with another party.